Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Well, now it's really summer. City pools open today, most with two daily sessions from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and another from 4 to 7 p.m. A new report, though, suggests the NYPD is cutting into those hours. Gotham says swimmers were repeatedly kept waiting by officers who didn't show up for shifts on time, quoting Parks Department records. The records suggest there were nearly three delays a day because of police. NYPD disputes the data. They say officers were often on time to find delays for other reasons. In a statement, the Parks Department says delays were minimal, and they say they were proud to welcome more than a million patrons to outdoor pools last year. Well, this is Pride Weekend in the city, the month-long celebrations of the LGBTQ plus community culminating in tomorrow's Pride March. Today is the Youth Pride Celebration at South Street Seaport. NYC Pride Director of Special Events Peter Linder telling 1010 Winds.
Youth Pride is something special to many of us because we know what it feels like to grow up in a space where we can't always be authentically ourselves and have spaces where we can learn to move into our whole selves.
The event begins at 11 a.m. with a rally for trans youth and ends with a dance on the pier. 1010 Winds is a media partner of NYC Pride. And speaking of big events, the beautiful game is making another beautiful mess of traffic in the city today. Panama and England face off at MetLife Stadium at 5 p.m. By now, we know what that means. It's a gridlock alert day, with New Yorkers urged to expect heavy delays and take public transportation wherever possible. The shuttle bus and priority corridors are in effect from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Access is limited to stadium shuttles, MTA buses, World Cup affiliate vehicles, and emergency vehicles. And there'll also be a slew of street closures in Midtown, and that's going to affect people in cars and, yes, even on foot. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit. We will get you where you need to go. A major drug bust in Jamaica, Queens.
Operation Bell Tower, started back in 2022, finally coming to an end after 10 men were recently indicted in a drug trafficking operation. Queens DA Melinda Katz says they sold cocaine, fentanyl, and heroin to undercover officers and others from Jamaica, Queens to Nassau County. Police seizing $15,000 in cash, a pistol, $250,000 worth of cocaine, and more from the homes of the accused. One facing life in prison. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
She told him to stand clear of the closing doors and he slashed her in the face. That's what prosecutors say a 29-year-old man did to a subway conductor last year. They made opening statements yesterday in the assault trial of Isaiah Thompson. He's been arrested more than a dozen times, most for offenses in the subways. This time, authorities say he left the conductor, a 36-year-old mother of two, with a permanent scar. She is set to testify at the trial. Many members of the Transit Workers Union attended in support of her. At the defense opening argument, Thompson's lawyer raised questions about why authorities were not calling witnesses from the subway car. The trial is set to continue on Monday. Well, you remember that woman who went viral for stealing a Knicks championship trash can? Well, you don't have to go that far to get one.
The old school wire-rimmed city garbage bins got a Knicks makeover with blue and orange for the championship parade and were a big hit, says Sanitation Commissioner Gregory Anderson.
You know, it's not just the Knicks, but I think the Knicks have made people so proud of the city that we all call home. And so everyone wants some part of it. They want some way to remember this moment.
They only made 10, and only 5 out of the tens of thousands of people who signed up will get one. Anderson says if you're not one of those lucky 5, you can still get something close to the real thing. They've partnered with Only New York.
They're making both a desktop and a smaller household size basket in the blue and orange.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And you can sign up for the Trash Bin Lottery till July 3rd at 5 p.m. Also today, there's word that the stolen can was returned. Sanitation police say they issued 2 fines, $75 for littering, $100 for impeding operations. That is the max. The woman who took the can, by the way, has been fired from her job. The New Jersey teenager accused of killing 2 girls in a hit-and-run last year will be tried as an adult. Union County prosecutors announced that decision and publicly identified 18-year-old Vincent Badaloro as the defendant yesterday. Case now goes to Superior Court, where Badaloro will face 2 first-degree murder counts and other charges in that crash. Prosecutors say Badaloro, who was 17 at the time, drove a Jeep into Isabella Salas and Maria Niotis, both age 17, as they rode an e-bike in Cranford on the evening of September 29th, 2025.
So there's 2 females?
I don't know. Who else is on the street? There's someone underneath a car. This is really bad. Please send
people. All right. Hold on.
Oh my God, who's under the car?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh my God. Okay.
And that's the 911 call from the night it happened. The girls were pronounced dead at the hospital soon after. The Jeep kept going and was found empty a block away. Police quickly tracked down Badaloro. He was arrested on murder charges days after the crash. Now, authorities say he deliberately hit the girls. The family and friends of one victim say he had stalked her for months. The families of the girls issued a statement last night praising the decision to charge him as an adult. No word so far on a court appearance for Badaloro or any trial dates. The family of a Staten Island woman killed in a hit-and-run is calling the driver a coward, and police are urging anybody with info to come forward. 60-year-old Diana Rollon mowed down on Decker Avenue in Port Richmond last Sunday afternoon. Her family says it was her first Father's Day without her dad, and just days after her 17-year-old son graduated from high school. She survived the initial impact, but suffered a severe head injury and died Thursday. The family's in mourning, police looking for the driver. Car is described as a white BMW SUV, and police are urging anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. Almost 25 years after 9/11, there is a new push to make sure that young people exposed to the toxins at Ground Zero know they can get health coverage.
Many who were kids on 9/11 and sick today don't realize it could be considered a 9/11 illness. Dr. Lee Wilson at NYC Health and Hospitals says this about the 9/11 health program.
I think people are very familiar with this program and its availability to first responders. I don't think people understand nearly as much about whether they're eligible from the what we call the survivor perspective.
Here's what to look for if you were in the exposure zone.
Increase in sinus symptoms, lower respiratory, acid reflux type symptoms. Symptoms that started within 5 years of someone's exposure.
The program also covers some mental health conditions. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
For eligibility information, you can go to cdc.gov/WTC.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.